Hello and welcome to Just Women. This is our weekly talk show here on Brooklands Radio when we get to talk to interesting and inspiring local ladies about their lives, work and subjects they're passionate about. I'm Mandy Dynelly. So to start today's programme, I'm delighted to introduce my interview that I did recently with Nicole Posner, where we talk about conflict in the workplace. And Nicole is a communication and conflict expert, supporting and empowering leaders to communicate with confidence, courage and compassion. She works with them to develop skills to share difficult news with heart, address unhelpful behaviours and dialogue with certainty, check in with their own communication style with consideration. She does this through coaching, consulting, training and mediation to ensure happier, harmonious and thriving workplaces. Nicole is an author of many published articles on workplace conflict in the following publications: Thrive Global, SME Magazine and HR Magazine. She was featured in Coach Magazine in 2020 and is a regular guest on local radio, which is great, as we are today, and numerous podcasts discussing conflict and communication issues in the workplace. Last year, she was shortlisted finalist in the category of Workplace Mediator in the National Mediation Awards 2020. So, Nicole, thank you so much for coming on to Just Women.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. So we want to know more about you. Our listeners would love to know how you've got to be doing what you're doing today, a little bit of background.
Okay, well, I'll try and be brief because it's quite a long story. But my professional career started, probably, 30-odd years ago, maybe, working in PR, which was an amazingly fun, dynamic place to work, but also a very toxic one. And the reason I mention that is part of my story moving forward, which brought me to where I am today. After I left there, I set up my own copywriting business. I took all the communication skills I learned from being in PR with me on that copywriting journey, set up a business for marketing purposes, copywriting. And then I decided I wanted to do something a bit more stimulating. So I studied psychology. From there, thought, hang on, I want to do something with this. I don't want to go back into full-time education. So I started doing an online distant learning course for counselling. And one of the modules on there was mediation. I thought, wow, that's really interesting. I like that. Trained to be a mediator. Remembered my very toxic days from my PR life and thought, actually, I'm going to train to be a workplace mediator. From there, decided, actually, I can help my clients further by using coaching skills, so trained to be a coach. And I guess the rest is history. It's brought us to where we are today.
Wow. So I love the way that you picked up early on. You know, you talk about the toxic environment that you're in, which if we're allowed to know more about, or how that led you to do what you're doing today. That was part of the reason, was it? Because, I notice out there that the communication skills with a lot of people, they differ so much, don't they?
They really do. And from my time in PR, I had, it was one of those industries where it was a privilege to work in at that time, yet we were treated with complete disrespect and contempt. You know, our manager's attitude was, don't question me, just get on with it. And it was really a sort of command and control style of leadership. And I remember leaving there and thinking, I'd go home every day and think, I really felt terrible about what happened today, but couldn't sort of pinpoint why I feel bad. What happened? What did my boss say to me? And of course, today we would know that would never happen. It would never be tolerated. It would be verging on bullying behaviour. But I guess I always carried that with me, and probably didn't realise how useful that would be in later years, how important it is to communicate well and with respect.
And I love that, because it's always been really important to me how people communicate with each other. And through my observations, when I've worked in IT and bigger companies, which is quite a long time ago, I noticed that different personalities communicate very differently. And I was always very accepting of that. But I found that a lot of other people weren't. And so they didn't understand. So how do you create an understanding and more accepting workforce?
Well, I think underneath everybody's communication style, there's always a value. That's what makes everybody tick and drive. And when somebody behaves in a certain way or communicates in a certain way, it's either out of frustration, out of anger, out of fear, and that comes across in the way we communicate. So, for example, when I work with a lot of my clients, I always try and identify what's driving the behaviour, which then identifies the challenging behaviour and why they communicate in a certain way and their own style, which is, you know, everyone responds differently to different communication styles. So it's really important to know, you know, the drivers behind them.
Because you talk about, I've read quite a lot of your posts, as you know, on LinkedIn, and they're always really interesting. I would advise the listeners to go and have a look at your LinkedIn page.
Oh, thank you.
LinkedIn posts, really useful, especially companies that are struggling with their communications. And you speak about challenging conversations and feedback and how, you know, sometimes it can create poor behaviour and different strong personalities clashing. How do you address that? If you're one person who has to address a team, what would be the best advice for someone to go in and start sorting all of that out, if that makes sense?
I think you have to understand different people dynamics. You have to know, you have to have it. I think the most important thing is actually to build relationships with people, because then when you have to give, for example, negative feedback, if we take that as an example, you know, you remember the saying, I was going to say, I've actually forgotten the saying now, so it doesn't matter.
It will come to you.
It'll come to me the moment we finish. Yeah. But if you think about having a conversation with somebody who you really respect and they give you advice, you'll probably listen to them. If there's somebody you're having a conversation with and you don't particularly like or respect and they give you the same advice, you would dismiss it. It's the same with, for example, feedback in an office situation, workplace situation. If you don't have a relationship with that person and you want to give them some difficult or challenging feedback, they're more than likely to listen to you, take it on board, not give you any pushback if they respect you and they know that your motivation is from a genuine perspective and there's no maliciousness involved in it. So I would always advise people, get to know your teams, get to know who they are, what makes them tick. Because any challenging conversation is always going to be so much easier once you have that rapport with them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's building that trust, isn't it? And you talk about redundancy as well. I mean, how do you, you know, you're obviously asked to help, are you, to deal with delivering the news of redundancy, which obviously has been a massive thing, hasn't it, in the last couple of years, especially last year.
Sadly, yes. You know, there's a lot of fear around those conversations for many reasons. People who've worked in companies for donkey's years. But I always say, you know, look, you know, you have to accept that this is going to be hard. So don't beat yourself up about it. And, you know, when you deliver the information, give people time to process it, to take it on board. Make sure that when you do deliver it, know what their situation is. If they're working from home, are their children around, are they on their own? Because there's going to be obviously an emotional reaction to it. Be empathetic. Don't over talk. Give them time to process it. There's a a whole offer support if you can, you know, moving forward. But just be there, you know, and remember, it's not about you in that moment. It's about them. Mm. You know, the focus has to be on them, not on how you're feeling, which you can worry about how you feel afterwards. But in that moment, you have to be there for them.
So sometimes when you're being delivered bad news, say, you know, you talk about the health of the business or bad news about redundancy or something that's difficult for you to hear as a member of staff. What if you feel that you're the member of the staff who's receiving that news, but there's no compassion coming from that person? How much do you think people should tap into being more compassionate, being kinder? I mean, you know, I know, I love what you do because you talk about coming from the heart. And I think we're not robots, are we? And some people might react in a robotic way, but some people need more love, don't they?
They do. And I think that in any leadership role, you know, you've got to recognize that people are, I always call that leading with heart, because your employees are the beating heart of your business. And you need to recognize that and treat them with kindness and compassion and, you know, not take them for granted and treat them with respect. But, you know, those compassionate conversations are so important because, you know, particularly over the last year when they are going through, we've all been going through terrible times,
yeah.
And difficulties. And you have to understand that, you know, how a leader used to lead before is not the same anymore.
You know, which is a good thing, I think.
Absolutely, yes. You know, so I think they're... be many more leaders out there who are leading with heart.
So you can teach an old dog new tricks, can't you? So somebody who's, I mean, I remember being in the 80s in IT, and it was a very different way of working then, and the attitude was very different. And I get excited about thinking that there's people like you, you know, making the changes out there for, so that other people don't have to go through the stuff that some of us went through in the 80s. It was quite hard-nosed, wasn't it?
Very, very different attitude then. Very different. I mean, as you know, I pointed out earlier, my PR days, you know, that would never happen now. That behaviour would never be tolerated ever. So yeah, it's nice that the workplace is changing, becoming a lot more respectful and compassionate and people centric.
But do you still find that there are some companies out there who aren't? They're not going to come on board with this. They won't open up towards being kinder, or are they being forced to?
I think there's still a vast majority that haven't quite caught on that if they were, it would make a big difference. Mm. Certainly in a lot of mediations that I've done over the past few years, you can see the deeper the problems have been because the culture, because of the people culture, they just haven't got it. They haven't understood it. And I guess that's one of the reasons that I now train, because I realise that prevention is better than cure. To be able to stop for leaders to understand how to do it better rather than deal with the aftermath of when it's all gone wrong. So I guess I'm on a mission to help support leadership in a preventative way to stop these issues happening.
And you know, a lot of people that are put in a leadership position, they don't know that's going to happen to them. Maybe that's what they want and they get it eventually, but they haven't thought about how they're going to manage other people. And that's a completely different skill in itself, isn't it?
Managing people. Absolutely. And this is one of the big problems when employees are promoted into a managerial role and they're not given the support or training for people management skills. And that's a lot of the time when things start to go, you know, spiral right down because they don't know what they're doing. And you're right, it's two different jobs. They might have been brilliant at the job they were doing before, but that doesn't mean that they're a great people manager.
Yeah, and that's something that they should be offered within the company, isn't
100%.
It? 100%. We're giving you this, but we're going to give you this as well, so that you
absolutely
make do a great job of this. Oh, Nicole, time's racing away, but can you tell us about an ebook that you've got? And when is that? What's all that about?
Yes. So I think as a result of the last year, the kind of conversations I've had with many leaders is they've struggled to have these difficult conversations, whether it's around redundancy or checking with their teams or even the survivors, i.e. the ones that haven't lost their jobs. So I've written a small ebook on how to have challenging leadership conversations with courage, compassion and confidence. So if anyone wants to, they can find the link on my LinkedIn page.
Oh yes, as the time is racing on, could you read out the details for contacting you? First, the ebook, and then your website, etc.
Okay, so the link will be the link to the ebook will be on my LinkedIn page. Also, my website, if they want to come and find me, is www.npn-mediation.london. Or they can email me at Nicole. I forgot my email address for a second. Nicole@posner.london. There we go. I did it.
No, I do that all the time. Oh, Nicole, and I would encourage. Time goes, and we've run out of time now. And I could talk to you for ages because you.
Oh, thank you.
Anything to do with helping create better communication skills just sings to me. Thank you so much for coming on to Just Women.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You. And hopefully we'll see you again in maybe 6 months' time. Come on again and let us know how the ebook goes.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Nicole. Bye.
Thank you so much to Nicole for helping companies understand how to achieve more harmony in the workplace, which I must say is so important.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio.